Chapter 8. Parking Rules. When parking your vehicle on a street, you must stop the engine, lock the ignition, remove the key and set the parking brake. It is also advisable to raise the windows, lock the doors and ensure valuables are not visible. Children, seniors, and pets should never be left inside a vehicle unattended. Parallel parking. When parallel parking on a two-way street, make sure the space is large enough for your vehicle and you must park parallel to and within 12 inches of the curb. Signal when approaching the space and check mirrors for traffic behind the vehicle. If the driver following you stops, he should stop several lengths behind you. However, if the vehicle behind you is following too closely, do not stop suddenly, continue driving and find another space. Stopping suddenly with a vehicle behind you may result in a rear-end collision. Steps to parallel parking. A. Move forward past the space until lined up directly parallel to the vehicle parked in front, 2 to 5 feet away. Being too close or too far away will make parking more difficult. With your foot on the brake, shift to reverse and turn around to check for traffic and make sure the travel path is clear. B. Release the brake, start backing up slowly, and start to make an S-turn, turning first right and then left. Glance both forward and backward repeatedly to check the space around the vehicle while turning. C. Once the rear of the vehicle is mostly in the space, start turning in the other direction to straighten out. D. Adjust the vehicle's position as needed to center it in the space. E. Check to see if the wheels are within 12 inches from the curb. If not, pull out and try again. Always check for passing vehicles and cyclists before you open your door. When moving a vehicle from a parked position on a street, you must signal, yield the right of way and pull into the street when it is safe to do so. Double parking a vehicle is prohibited because it blocks traffic and causes crashes. Parking on a hill. Make sure the vehicle is in park and the parking brake is properly engaged. If you have a manual transmission, leave the vehicle in gear and engage the parking brake. To prevent the vehicle from rolling into traffic, turn the front wheels as follows. Toward the curb when parking downhill. Away from the curb when parking uphill. When parking your vehicle on an uphill or downhill grade with no curb, you must turn your front wheels toward the edge of the road, where the curb would be. Parking on highways. You must never park on the paved or traveled part of any highway unless your vehicle is disabled and cannot be moved. Pull to the right as far as possible. When you park a vehicle on the shoulder or side of any highway from sunset to sunrise or when light is insufficient to see people or objects 1,000 feet away, you must turn on your hazard lights or parking lights, if the vehicle is so equipped. Never open the door of a vehicle that will impede the flow of traffic or endanger a vehicle. Instead, use the door on the curbside any person. Stopping. Stop means cease movement and no rolling stops. Where there is a stop sign, you must make a full stop before the stop line, if there is one. If not, you must stop before entering the crosswalk. Where there is a flashing red traffic signal, you must make a full stop. Where there is a steady red traffic signal, unless a sign prohibiting a turn is in place, you may cautiously enter the intersection and make a right turn after first making a full stop and yielding the right of way to pedestrians, bicyclists and other traffic lawfully using the intersection. Where there is a yield sign and vehicles or pedestrians keep you from using the roadway beyond the sign, you should come to a full stop and proceed when the way is clear. When emerging from an alley, driveway, private road or parking structure, and have to drive over a sidewalk onto a street, you must stop and yield to pedestrians, bicyclists and other vehicles prior to entering the sidewalk, crosswalk. Before entering an intersection when the roadway beyond the intersection is blocked with traffic, you should stop and proceed through the intersection once it is no longer blocked. Don't block the box. Don't block the crosswalk. At a railroad crossing with lowered gates and/or flashing lights, you must stop. Stopping, standing, parking, prohibited. Except when necessary to avoid a conflict with other traffic, or in compliance with the direction of a police officer or official traffic control device, do not stop a vehicle in front of a public driveway, on a sidewalk, within an intersection, on a crosswalk, between a safety zone and the adjacent curb, or within 30 feet of points on the curb immediately opposite the ends of a safety zone unless the State Highway Administration or local authority indicate a different length by signs or markings. Alongside or opposite any street excavation or obstruction where stopping, standing or parking would obstruct traffic. Upon any bridge or other elevated structure upon a highway or within a highway tunnel. At any place an official sign prohibits stopping. In a direction that is the opposite from the flow of traffic. Do not stand or park a vehicle, whether occupied or not, when in front of or within 5 feet of a private driveway, public driveway or alley, within 10 feet of a fire hydrant, within 25 feet in front of any flashing signal, stop sign, or traffic control signal located at the side of a roadway, within 20 feet of the entrance to any fire station driveway, on a curve or the brow of a hill where solid lines indicating a no-passing zone appears on the surface of the road. At any place an official sign prohibits standing. On the roadway side of any vehicle stopped or parked at the edge or curb of a street, this is considered double parking. In front of any barricade or sign that has been placed for the purpose of closing a street. Do not park a vehicle, whether occupied or not, except temporarily while loading or unloading merchandise or passengers, within 50 feet of the nearest rail of a railroad crossing, at any place where an official sign prohibits parking. Unless you are an individual with a disability, parking in a space or zone properly marked is restricted for the use of individuals with disabilities.